This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Mexican authorities are struggling to restore order to the border town of Nuevo Laredo. A vicious rivalry between warring drug cartels has plunged the town into a state of chaos. At least 65 people, including a police chief, have been killed in drug-related violence this year. The city's entire police force was relieved of duty 2 weeks ago because of suspicions that many had worked as lookouts or hitmen for the cartels. And over the weekend, a team of federal agents from Mexico raided a series of houses in Nuevo Laredo and rescued more than 40 kidnapping victims. Diana Fuentes is editor of the Laredo Morning Times across the border in Texas. She and her staff have been following this story closely. Diana, first tell us about this series of raids over the weekend.
Yes, on Sunday night, the federal and state authorities got together and raided some safe houses on the southern part of the city, and they found 43 people. They were found handcuffed, blindfolded, and some of them were gagged.
These victims, how long had they been held hostage?
Probably, the maximum that we could tell is about 3 months. So I would say some are a few weeks, some 3 months.
And was there any kind of ransom demand? What appeared to be the kidnappers' objective?
Apparently pressure, primarily. Officials are now saying that they believe that most of these kidnapped victims were actually involved with rival drug gangs and that they were being held essentially to put pressure on fellow gang members. For example, let's say your brother owes me money, and so I go and say, if you don't pay up, I'm going to kidnap your daughter. Although it should be said that the majority of these victims were men.
Who are the cartels?
Well, what we're looking at right now would be the two sides, if you will. The Sinaloa cartel, which is being run by Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The other side is the Gulf cartel, though primarily their face in Nuevo Laredo has been the Zetas, former military personnel who essentially are enforcers for the Gulf cartel. And what Vicente Fox and other officials have said is that many of these Zetas are actually inside the police departments up and down the border.
Several people have gone missing in Nuevo Laredo, and I understand that families were eagerly awaiting federal authorities to post a list of victims, hoping, I guess, that their loved ones might be on that list. That must have been quite a scene. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, it really was something dramatic to see because people started coming out there to the military installation where they were holding the kidnapped victims, where they were had medical attention and they were debriefing them. And it was just full of people in the streets. I mean, old ladies and, literally just barely walking up there, and then it just turned into like this street scene because they were able to shout to their relatives through the windows.
They, meaning the kidnapping victims, were able to shout out to their families out there on the street.
Exactly. For example, one man spotted his brother through the window and yelled out, "Juan, Juan, it's Juan," and just ecstatic because he and his brother had been kidnapped a few months ago. And Juan was yelling back at him, "Estoy bien, I'm fine, I'm doing fine." And it was just really exciting. Family members in the street were able to have these shouted conversations, in some cases, with people they hadn't seen in months and were afraid were dead.
The violence there in Nuevo Laredo, is it spilling across the border into the United States?
Somewhat. A month ago, I would have told you that a lot of people outside of our area were, in fact, sensationalizing what's been going on in our backyard for a long time. This is the border, and there is a lot of drug trafficking, and there is a lot of that kind of activity here. But then you had the police chief killed in Nuevo Laredo, and that was something totally new. And then that same day, two people were executed on the U.S. side. And while I don't know that I would say that everyone's locked inside their houses and not doing anything, because in fact, people still go back and forth across the border like they do every day, the pedestrian bridge numbers are still pretty steady. What's gone down a lot is the tourism. But in terms of it spilling over to Laredo, I would say those two executions that happened were really, shockers for most people around here. But since then, there hasn't been much.
Diana Fuentes, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Diana Fuentes is the editor of the Laredo Morning Times.